Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph. Bakol Ma'arvin, with all types of foods, one is permitted to make either an Erev Chatzeros, to combine the courtyards, to permit them to carry on Shabbos, or Erev Techumen, to make an Erev to stretch out your border, so you can walk further on Shabbos. Umishtatvim, and so too with Shitufei Muvaos, when you have the people of the alleyway, of the Mavoi, that they want to carry in the alleyway, you could use any kind of food for the Erev. Chutz min ha-mayim u-min ha-melach, except for water and for salt, because those aren't foods. And the Gemara explains the truth is that when it says, you know, bakal with all foods, it doesn't really necessarily mean all, you know, everything, because there are things like, you know, mushrooms and other things that aren't deemed food. So it just really means, you know, the main types of food. Okay? Vakol nikach bekesef meiser. Now this is going on to another topic. With all kind of foods, is it permissible to purchase bekesef meiser? What that means is that one who redeems his meiser sheni, and he wants to bring the money up to Yerushalayim, and then he wants to use that money to buy food to eat it, he's permitted to use this money to buy all different types of foods and drinks in Yerushalayim to transfer the kedusha, the meiser sheni, onto those foods. Chutz min ha-mayim and min ha-melach, with the exception again of salt and water, because those aren't considered like foods. Hanoder min ha-mazon, one who makes a promise not to eat food. The Gemara explains that it doesn't mean, you know, actual mazon, because mazon only includes the five grains. His kavana really is just, you know, anything that satiates, devar ha-mazon, something that satiates. So he makes a promise he's not going to eat anything that, you know, satiates. So mutter, then he's permitted b'mayim u'b'melach with salt and water, because those are things that do not satiate. Me'arvin l'nazir b'yayin, if when you're making your Erev, so you need to put food there, right? So you could put wine as the Erev, even though there's going to be a nazir involved, and a nazir, a Nazirite, cannot drink wine. It's permitted because there are other people that are involved also, and it's permitted, and other people can drink the wine. It's roi lacheirim. Other people can drink it. Similarly, l'yisrael b'truma, you could use truma to make the Erev for a Yisrael, even though Yisrael is not permitted to eat truma, since it's roi for Kohanim to eat it, you could use it even for a Yisrael when you're making your Erev, you could use that as the food, and it's not a problem. Sumkas Omer, Sumkas says, no, Bechulin, you can't use truma when you're making the Erev, if there's, even though there are Kohanim, if there's Yisraelim involved, because they can't eat it. And even though it's roi for Kohen, it doesn't care. Rather, Sumka says you have to use actual chulin when you're making this Erev. Let's see over here. Ein marvin yisrael b'truma el b'chulin. Yeah, only with chulin. Because according to Sumkas, a person has to have something which is befitting for him to eat. And even though it's befitting for others, it's not good enough. I think Mark explains that with regards to... See here, Sumkas only says chulin. Why won't Sumkas say the same thing by a nazir? A nazir shouldn't either work. Because a nazir can't have wine. He says it's different because a nazir technically could, you know, could backtrack on his naziris and say, I don't want to be a nazir anymore, and undo it. And then he could drink wine like anybody else. Whereas a Yisrael can never eat truma, and therefore truma is not going to be good. So Sumkas holds that by truma for a Yisrael, it's no good to make for an Erev. You have to have chulin, because there's no way Yisrael could ever eat truma. Whereas wine for a nazir is still fine, even though, you know, technically he can't drink it, since it could be shoal, he could nullify his naziris and then be able to drink wine, so then therefore it's fine even in his Nazirite state. Ula Kohen bebeis hapras. A beis hapras is a field that when you were plowing it, you found a caver, a caver. Then the rule is that within 100 amos of this caver, we call it a beis hapras. The area is a suffix of tumah. And the dirt there is going to be tame on a rabbinic level if someone touches it, or if a kohen touches it, or a kohen carries it. Because we're afraid that you might have, you know, dragged with the plow a bone the size of a seorah, a piece of barley, and then it could be metame, you know, a kohen. So the mission is coming to teach you that even though a kohen is prohibited to enter into this area, nevertheless, the chachamim permitted one to make an erev techumim over there. Because since he's able to, technically he could walk there if he's constantly checking the area If he's constantly looking on the ground and checking that there's no bones there, technically he could walk there. So since there's a technical way to permit him to walk there, they permitted using this area for Erev Tchumen when you're making the air for the border of the town on Shabbos. Reb Yehuda Omer, Reb Yehuda says, Afilu b'beis akvaris, even if it's an actual beis akvaris with kavers all over the place, that on a Torah level, you know, the Kohen can't go there, you can still make the air for the Tchumim to stretch out your borders over there. B'nei sheyach l'elech l'chutz, because the Kohen can go, they say over here, he can make his own mechitza between himself and the kvarim, like going in a box, and then, you know, he could seal the box. I don't know exactly what he would do, but the idea is that technically he could separate himself from the tumah, and therefore it's still permitted to make the Erev in the basic kvaris, because he could separate himself from it. V'lechol, you could even, you know, v'lechol shomas ayruva, you could even, you know, eat the Erev food over there, because, let's see over here, the Gemara explains, the Gemara will explain how you bring him the food, because if he's in a box, how's he gonna eat it? So the Gemara explains there's some kind of way that they would feed it to him. But the idea is that you could even eat the, Le'echol Shemes Aruva, you could eat the Erev there, because you're able to work around it. Let's see over here. Yeah, so therefore the Erev would work even in a basic varus, even in a graveyard, you know, for a Kohen, because there's a workaround. So when there's absolutely no workaround, then you can't do it. But when there's a workaround, then you can do it. That finishes up Mishnah Aleph. Moving on to Mishnah Beis. Ma'arvin, you can make an Erev for the Tchumim to stretch out your borders, or an Erev Chaseros to permit the people in the courtyard to get to carry, or the Shtufi Muvos, where people in the alleyway want to carry. Any of these types of Eruvim, you could use B'demai, Demai as the food. Demai is, you know, food that you're uncertain whether Meiser was taken off from it or not. So it's still permitted, even though you can't eat it without taking off the Meiser. It's permitted, you know, to use it on Shabbos. Why? Because since technically poor people could use it, because poor people are permitted to eat Demai, we don't require them to take off the Meiser since it's a suffix to begin with. So therefore, it's fine. And the truth is, even any person, it becomes technically permitted to them because they can make themselves into a poor person by just making all their possessions hefker. So again, here is a technical way to make it permissible for a person to eat demai, and therefore you could use demai as your erev. Uv ma'aser rishon shenitla truma. So you could use ma'aser rishon that the truma was taken from it for the food for the erev. They explain over here, shehufash shemenu trumas ma'aser. The trumas ma'aser was separated from it, was hufash, was set aside for it. Even though the Truma Gedola was not set aside yet, for example, the Levi came to, and he took his Meiser in the stalk stage, where it's in its stalks, before it's obligated in actual Truma. So in this kind of case, Patra Levi, the Levi is exempt from separating the Truma Gedola, and therefore it's permissible to use this for an Erev. Again, and then another case, if you have Ma'aser Sheni or you have Hektish that was redeemed, even, let's see over here, yeah, even if it was redeemed without the extra Chomish, the extra fifth, normally when you redeem Ma'aser Sheni and Hektish, you have to add a fifth also. Even if the owner forgot to add the fifth, she cannot put the Ma'aser Sheni Shelo or Hektisho, yeah, you have to add a fifth. So let's just say this guy did not add the fifth. Nevertheless, the fifth is not mi'akiv, it doesn't, you know, kill it, and therefore, as long as he redeemed it properly, and now he removed the Ma'aser Sheni and the Hektish from it, so it's like regular chulin, regular food that you could eat, so you could use this for your Erev. Viha Kohanim and a Kohanim are permissible to use challah. They're able to use challah that they set aside, that was set aside from the dough and it's given to the Kohanim, right? Whenever we make challah, we set aside dough and we give it to the Kohen. So you could use challah. The Kohanim could use challah for their Erev. And the Kohanim could use it with truma. The Kohanim could use truma as well for their Erev. And even though we just mentioned earlier that even the Yisraelim could use truma, Sha'af Yisrael Ma'arvim b'truma, Yisrael could use, truma. Only Sumka said that Yisrael can't use Truma, but the Tanakhama said that Yisrael could do Truma. So why is the Mishnah telling me now that a Kohen could do Truma? It's just redundant. Of course he could do Truma. So they bring down over here that the reason why the Mishnah mentioned that Kohanim could do it is because it was just, you know, they were regilim, they were accustomed to use Challah and Truma. So we just mentioned it again. That's all. Okay. Aval, but lo, but tevel. You can't use tevel to make the Erev, because tevel is food that the meiser, the truma and the meiser was not taken off of it. It wasn't set aside for it, because and therefore, you know, it becomes prohibited to eat even for a kohen. So no one's allowed to use tevel for their food, for the food for the meiser. V'lo b'meiser rishon shelo nitla trumaso. Neither can you use meiser rishon shel the trumaso was not taken off. What's that? Ein tzarich l'erev meiser rishon. We don't have to say a case where the meiser rishon was not set aside. Ein tzarich l'erev meiser rishon shelo hufashem mena trumas ha'meiser. If you have meiser rishon that the trumas meiser was not set aside, of course you can't use that because it's regular tevel. Rather, the kavanah of the Mishnah is coming to tell me that shalom is a bimena truma gadola, the truma gadola was not taken off of it. For example, after you are meruach, you flatten out your pile of food over there, haimbal achar, which is after, becomes obligated in truma, the levi comes along, and he's makdim, he comes early, and he takes his meiser before you set aside the truma gadola. So in this kind of case, the levi is chayav to be mafresh, his lahafresh mimasro, to set aside his meiser, not just the trumas meiser, but also the truma gadola. And as long as he did not set aside his truma gadola, it's regular tevel, you can't use it, it's prohibited. V'lo b'meiser sheni, v'hekdesh shalayn niftu, not meiser sheni or hekdesh that wasn't redeemed. Or it was redeemed, but it wasn't redeemed properly. So then you can't use that either for the Erev. So these are all the cases where you can't, these are all the kinds of foods that you can't use for the Erev. To wrap it up, Hashuleach, a Ruve, one who sends his Erev, he sends the food to be placed at the end of the border, to spread out the border, right? He's making the Erev Techumen. So he goes 2,000 Amos, he places it down in order to gain an extra 2,000 Amos. So he sends it beyond Cheresh Shoter V'Katan, with the hands of a Cheresh Shoter or a Katan, a deaf mute, a fool, or a minor. So they have no, they're not b'nei das. They're not considered they have knowledge. Ibiad Misha in a moda be'erev, or he sends it within the hands of one who doesn't agree to an erev, like a kusi. The kusites, they don't agree to the concept of erev. So in an erev, this is not considered a good erev, and it's not going to work. Because the cheresh, shot, and katan, they don't know to say, you know, shvisasa ploni bach mazeh, they don't know to say that we're making a shvisa, we're making like a erev over here. They don't know how to say that. And one, the kusi, we were afraid that he's just not gonna, he's not gonna do his shlichas at all. So even if you see, you know, even if you see the guy go and place the food where you want to place it, but maybe he doesn't have the right kavana to acquire that area for the tchum. So therefore, the kusi won't either be good. But vim amar la'acher le'kabel b'menu, if he made arrangements that someone else was gonna accept the Erev food from the Cheresh of the Katan or from the Kusi, and then the other person, he now places it in the area where you want it to be, then of course, Hareza Erev, this works, because the Gemara explains that we're talking about a case by Omed Virei Ehu, meaning you're standing, and you see the Cheresh of the Katan or the Kusi go and bring it to the party that you trust. You see him bring it to the party that you trust. Even if you don't see that the Acher, the other guy, accepted it from them, meaning you see the Cheresh of the Katan or you see the Kusi bring it to the guy that you trust, but you don't ever see him deliver it to the guy that you trust, it's still fine. Because as long as you saw them get there, we assume that they completed their Shlichas and brought it to the party that you trust. And then once the party that you trust has it, he'll go ahead and make the Erev properly. So here the Chiddush is that if you made other arrangements for them to pass it on to someone that you trust, that works as long as you see them go there, and you don't have to see them actually give it to him, because we assume they complete their shlichus. And this concludes Mishnah Beis.